Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to people tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had a good holiday week. Damn it, I just hope you're good. And a big shout outs to our super producer and host holding it down for us in New York City, Ryan Hickey. Yeah, he's back. I'm back. You're back. We're here. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in live and local on your local affiliate, wherever the hell you live. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, all you have to do is ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot to get into. It's been a busy weekend. We got new faces and new places. We got international basketball. We got international basketball teammates fighting. We got Major League Baseball All-Stars. We got Wimbledon. Sorry, Coco Gauff. We got triple doubles. Hello, Caitlin Clark. We even got double doubles. Hello to Angel Reese. It's just a lot that has taken place. A lot. If you want to participate in the show, it's real simple. We got a phone number. It works. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Find me online, all that good stuff. I am at JR Sport Brief. How could I even talk about all the things going on and not mention, well, forget Cam Sutton suspended for his domestic issue. How could I not mention the James people, LeBron and his son? We'll get into them as well. We got a guest joining us next hour. And thank you to Matt Snyder from CBS Sports. He's going to come through to chat with us about some baseball now that we know who some of these all-stars are, who some of the all-stars aren't, guys who won't be playing next week. Speaking of all-stars, or at least pro bowlers, we got Brandon Ayuk seemingly still upset. And we got a Joe Burrow, feels like he has something to prove because he's always hurt. We'll talk about Joe Burrow, who looks like he's been in the gym just a little bit. Okay, we got a lot to do. First of all, before I do or say anything else, Ryan Hickey, how the hell you doing? You good?
I'm good, Jared. Good to be back. I miss you, man.
Yeah, the feeling is mutual. Trust me. How was your trip?
It was fun. Italy was beautiful. And as you could imagine, the food was delicious. The weather was amazing. A little hot, nice. But still amazing. But 10 days, I will say, is a long time away from home. So while it was great, while it was fun, beautiful, I'm definitely glad to be back as well.
Oh, welcome back. I'm glad you had a great time. I think the weather here, not that I know the weather in New York, but I think the weather in New York was crap. So maybe you did yourself a favor by being gone.
Selfishly not upset about that. I will say, if I'm going to be gone, at least I didn't miss too much.
You're right. You didn't miss anything. I'm trying to figure out what you missed. Do you feel you missed anything?
I mean, I'm trying to think. The only thing, I mean, really, that was an event was the NBA draft. And for how many weeks and months do we talk about how no one cared about the draft and this draft stinks? So I don't think I missed too much, thankfully.
I did have a chance to meet Rizaje, the number one overall pick.
Okay.
Very nice guy. I hope he doesn't get eaten alive. You know, it's one thing.
Too nice.
You meet a guy, and you know, I didn't meet him in the street, you know, but you meet him outside of the game, and you know, he was just nice. What is the cliche? Wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, right? And so he was literally drafted on Wednesday. I met him on like the Friday after the draft, and it was just like, oh, he's such a nice guy. Everyone that I've met that's met him, we all concur. He's a nice guy. When he's on the basketball court, for a guy who is supposed to be the number one guy in a down draft, I just hope that he's a killer. I hope that there's a switch when he plays basketball. And he's also very small and slight. So what the hell do I know? Maybe he drops 20 or maybe Trae Young never passes him the ball. I don't know.
You know what they say about nice guys, right? Where they finish?
They finish last, right?
That's right. Can't have a nice guy on the court, that's for sure.
I don't know. Maybe he's a jerk on the court. We're going to find out soon enough. But, yeah, you didn't miss nothing. We got Paul George, now a member of the Sixers. We'll get into that. There's so much that's going on. I mean, DeMar DeRozan, we found it was Saturday night. He's going to the Kings in like a six-team trade, the biggest trade in NBA history. There's a lot. And then even last night, there's so much going on. Like, we're staring at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game next week. We're staring at the Home Run Derby. Hickey, do you ever care that Pete Alonso's in it again?
At this point, no. Honestly, at this point, it's just don't get hurt. Okay. Don't get hurt and don't lose a swing.
The Mets sitting at a perfectly at 500, at least for the New York Mets. A flat 45-45. So, yeah, they can use all the help that they can get. And speaking of All-Stars, we got a first-time star. Paul Skeens basically got drafted last year, got called up to the majors about a month and a half ago. He's the first dude to be drafted number one overall and then make the All-Star game the very next season. He's going to be out on that mound starting for the National League. This man is, you talk about wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, this dude is actually giving Pirates fans something to look forward to. Let's listen to Paul Skeens. He talked to the Pirates, his team, after making the All-Star squad. Listen to this.
I don't know, this is cool. And I'm just grateful for all you guys. Since the first day I've been here, I've been a part of the team. So couldn't have done it without you guys.
Yeah, he couldn't have did it without them. He just got there. And what are you going to do when the rookie, the guy who just showed up, is already the best guy on the team? You got to kiss his behind. You have to. It's necessary. Because if he doesn't like you, it could be curtains for you. And I know he has that famous girlfriend from LSU. I can't remember her name. Is it Dunn?
Livy Dunn.
Livy or Lizzie?
Livy with a V.
Livy. Okay. Good for her. Is she still in school or is she out of there?
I think she's out. She's out.
She's on that, whoever that lady that's dating Bill Belichick, but yeah, at least they're the same age. You know, that's... It's okay. I'm just saying, she's living a good life. She's like, hey, my guy is one of the best pitchers in the game right now. He's going to the All-Star game. She gets to enjoy the fruits of that. And who knows? I mean, wouldn't you say she's probably more famous than him?
Yes, I would still say so.
All right. Yeah. And she very well might be, you know, over the next few years. Who knows? We'll see. Speaking of fame, there's another guy. He's a pitcher. He's back in the All-Star game, except for this time it's not for no White Sox or anybody's Sox. It's for the Braves. Chris Sale right here in Atlanta. He has worked out. This man has been a reclamation project. Alex Anthopoulos got him off of the scrap heap after all these arm injuries. And, well, I mean, Chris Sale has been lighting it up with Lopez and helping to keep the Braves afloat despite having no Acuna for the rest of the year. This is what Chris Sale had to say about bouncing back from injury and making the All-Star game.
Definitely satisfying. I appreciate it for sure. You go through some years like I had, you start thinking if this is ever even a possibility again. And to be able to, be in this position, like you said, having a team take a chance on me with, that wasn't an easy trigger to pull, I'm assuming, just because of the what it looked like previously. But, they gave me a chance, and I'm happy to be able to do this for them.
Now, I know people don't care about wins and losses in baseball anymore. Chris Sale leads the majors with 11 victories. He has a 2.7 ERA. And, yeah, this was a dude who was his arm needed to be repaired quite a few times. Let's just leave it that way. Congratulations to him for making the All-Star game. And I think the consensus would probably tell you right now, when it comes to All-Star games, Major League Baseball is the game. Like, you can't half-ass baseball. Like, nobody cares about the Pro Bowl. They've split that up into mini games. The NHL has been split up into mini games. The NBA, they had not a chance or a clue in the world of how they can make their $200 million players actually show up and play. They're worried about their kneecaps. You can't half-ass a baseball going your way at 100 miles per hour. And if you just pitched or pitched recently or scheduled to pitch, then you ain't pitching. Anything that you throw is going to be a scheduled pitch. And the batters, they can't half-ass swinging a bat. You just hope that any other players, like Pete Alonso, doesn't pull anything or hurt anything, or even someone like Ozuna. And so everybody doesn't have the, let's just say, the joy of heading to an All-Star game. Some interesting stats and numbers here. You tell me if these are really stars or if all the players are too damn young. Hickey, I couldn't believe 32 players. This is going to be their first All-Star game. That sounds mind-boggling. 32 first-time All-Stars? That automatically makes me go, who the hell are all of these guys, you know?
I know. It's a good problem, or good thing, I should say, problem. It's a good thing for MLB. But it's like, I mean, think about it. It's what, almost half the roster of All-Stars are making their debut? It's crazy, but also just shows you the amount of talent right now the league has. It's a good thing to have.
Is it? You used to know all of the All-Stars, right? And it would fluctuate, not by a lot, year by year. You got a new young hotshot. You have the veteran that's been 6 or 7 times. Oh, my. This is some wild news. Speaking of a former All-Star, I think Raul Mondesi sentenced to 6 years in jail. Embezzled $5 million while the mayor of San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Oh, my God. Wow. I remember Raul Mondesi. Wow. You want to talk about a thief? Anyway. I think I saw him in a home run derby here or there. But besides that, I just find it real difficult to here's a problem, Hickey. When you have all of these first-time All-Stars, Major League Baseball doesn't know how to sell any of them. That's the problem.
You are right. You're right on that. But, the good thing for baseball is the All-Star game is still popular, I would say. Like, I think a lot of people watch it. So if you are unfamiliar with maybe Gunnar Henderson of the Orioles, or maybe you haven't seen Paul Skene start because you're not watching many Pirates games if you're not a Pirates fan, like, this is the stage for these new stars to really become household names, and then maybe now you can see them more at the end of the season, watch them, or at least know them going into the playoffs. Like, it's, a good springboard for a lot of maybe casual baseball fans to now become more aware of young up-and-coming stars for, to watch them moving forward, but even just going into the playoffs this year, be more familiar with the guys on the roster, maybe be more into the postseason than, let's say, previous years.
I certainly hope so. I mean, you talk about the Orioles. They've been on a nice stretch. They now are still on top of the Yankees in the American League East. They have 3 All-Stars, Corbin Burnes. You mentioned Gunnar Henderson. Adley Rutschman is going as well. And Gunnar Henderson, I mean, everybody can't be Aaron Judge. I mean, he's right there at the top of the leaderboard when it comes to home runs on the season. And so people are going to find out. I'm interested to see what things look like between the ratings on Monday and the ratings for the actual game on Tuesday. Like, are more people going to tune in to see these guys swinging for the fences, or are we going to have more folks that are going to be tuned in to the actual game? I'm real interested on that. And speaking of the home run derby, Gunnar Henderson, Marcelo Ozuna, Pete Alonso, Bobby Witt Jr. from the Kansas City Royals, Alec Bohm, those are the participants. We're going to have three more players who are going to be in the home run derby. But back to the Orioles for a second. Their manager, he wasn't happy that they only got three All-Stars onto the game. Listen to what Brandon Hyde had to say about his guys not making the team.
I'm disappointed that a lot of the other guys didn't get in. And, you know, hopefully things will happen or there's spots open. But I was disappointed. I thought that we had guys that you know, when you win this, as many games as we have in the last year and a half, and you only get three guys in, and you're on the pace we are right now, and we won 101 games last year with a lot of the same group, you think that we get more guys in. And so I'm disappointed in that.
Yeah, people don't know who the hell the guys are. Sorry. Like, this is every MLB All-Star. This is every All-Star game, period. People are going to get left off. The New York Mets, I mentioned that they've actually gotten back to 500. Francisco Lindor has actually been swinging the bat pretty well over the past 2.5 months after starting off the season like crap. How his batting average is even close to 250, I have no idea. He's on pace for, I don't know, 30 home runs, 70 to 90 RBIs. And Francisco Lindor, he didn't make the team, and he was asked if he deserved to.
That's not up to me. That's not up to me, you know. That's up to the people that actually vote for all of us, you know. I would love to go. I would love to go. Yeah, but I'm happy for Pete, like I said, because he definitely deserves it. And it's going to be a great show for him and his family. I think the All-Star, to me, is the best event of the summer.
Yeah, it's not up to him. You want to know who votes for the All-Stars? The fans. The players. Other managers. So if you got to have a beef with anybody, he says, yeah, it's not up to me. Ask the fans, ask his co-workers, or at least people he has to compete against, and ask the managers. Maybe if Francisco Lindor didn't start off every year batting, I don't know, 180, maybe things would turn around. I think we know this. He's not in Cleveland anymore. This man is in New York. Let's start off a little bit hotter. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of starting off hot, Paul George is going to be looking for a hot start with the Philadelphia 76ers later this year. Joel Embiid, his teammate, is hanging out in Las Vegas getting ready for the Olympics on Team USA. I told you about DeMar DeRozan moving around. Joe Burrow had some words. LeBron James said LeBron James Jr., Bronny James, nothing fazes him. Even though he has a sore knee and only had 2 points in his debut, we got a lot to get into. So Francisco Lindor, you could say that, you know, he's not happy. He's not unhappy. Paul George was not happy with how he was treated by the Clippers when it came to contract negotiations. We're going to talk about that on the other side. We'll get into Brandon Ayuk, also not happy, and Joe Burrow looking to prove something as well. Happy Monday. Welcome back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks or a disorganized closet or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, welcome and everybody back. We talked about some of the news from last night as it relates to some of Major League Baseball's new All-Stars. 32 first-time All-Stars in Major League Baseball. 32. So go ahead, get your Wikipedia, you know, whatever the hell you look at. Find it, get used to it. You start looking at who these guys are next week. And then, of course, in any All-Star game, there's a bunch of players who don't make the squad. You go, oh, my God, they didn't make it. This guy didn't make it. Francisco Lindor was asked about not making the All-Star team. He's like, listen, I can't control that. Like, I'm not going to worry about what I can't control. It's up to the people who vote. That's the fans, the players, and a manager. So he's not worried about nothing. Good attitude to have. Maybe he can help the New York Mets finish on the opposite side or the positive side of 500, and then we'll just go from there. Amongst all of the news that's taken place over the past week, our last show here was last Tuesday, was Paul George officially, well, all the moves have been official since July 6th, but Paul George is officially a member now of the Philadelphia 76ers. He's signing with them a four-year, $212 million contract. Now, I make fun of a lot of the athlete podcasts because, quite frankly, a lot of the athlete podcasts, they suck. They're full of garbage. They're full of nonsense. There's guys, I don't want to say having quote-unquote guy talk, but there's no balance. It's just strictly for entertainment purposes. In a lot of cases, facts can get lost. They can be distorted. And a lot of the content is very biased. Sometimes, if you listen to something like Gilbert Arenas, you might find it comical, but sometimes it's borderline hatred. And not this stupidness where people will say, hey, you don't like something or you don't agree with it. Now you're a hater. Oh, some of this is just garbage. Not Paul George. Paul George, I would say, actually has one of the best athlete podcasts out. Podcast P or whatever the hell he's calling the show. Good for him. He actually sat down and gave us some insight. Paul George also doesn't come across like an arrogant jerk at times or provocateur like a Draymond Green. Paul George is pretty even, pretty smooth, gives his opinions. Well, the man who signed a four-year, $212 million deal, he actually talked about moving on from the Los Angeles Clippers, where a couple of seasons ago he intentionally teamed up with Kawhi Leonard, two L.A. guys going back to L.A. to hopefully win a championship. Well, we know that didn't happen. Earlier this year, Kawhi Leonard, as broken as he is, the Clippers decided to hand him over a three-year contract, $150 million. The Los Angeles Clippers decided not to tender that same offer to Paul George. The Clippers, after the fact, say, hey, we can't pay a bunch of 33-year-olds a lot of money. We got to help things out. They didn't want to offer Paul George that money. And Paul George, he talked about it on his own podcast. Take a listen to this, the contract they offered, what he didn't get, and yeah, just listen.
I never wanted to leave L.A. L.A. is home. This is where I wanted to finish at. As it played out, though, like the first initial deal was, I thought, kind of disrespectful. So the first initial deal was like 2 years, 60. So I'm like, whoa.
Hey, that's crazy, bro.
That's crazy.
This was maybe like October-ish. Negotiations first started. And as we kept going, it was like, you know, they would go up, you know, inches. Then I hear wind of like, you know, what they're going to give Kawhi. So I'm like, just give me what Kawhi got. Like, no problem. I was cool with that. Like, wow. And we were still taking less. Wow. Kawhi took less. I was like, if Y going to take less, I'm not going to say I want more than Y. They didn't want to do that. Now we at the end of the year, 3 years, 150. So I'm like, all right, like now we're in a ballpark. You know what I mean? Now we can have conversation here. I presented the 3-150, no trade. They didn't want to do that.
Wow.
So then now I'm like, all right, well, then it only makes sense for me to do 4 years, 212. They didn't want to do that. I love Steve. I love Lawrence. But at that point, it didn't even feel right to come back.
He's referring to owner Steve Ballmer of the Los Angeles Clippers. And Lawrence Frank, who runs the team, used to actually coach in the NBA. Now he runs the Clippers. Yeah, look. You paying for mediocrity? Where were the Clippers? Where were they going to go? What the hell else were they going to do with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George? I mean, you're basically rolling the dice that these two are going to be healthy in the first damn place. I mean, you got a Russell Westbrook who has opted into his contract, and he's likely going to be traded in the same process. And then you also have a James Harden who's going to return to the Los Angeles Clippers. And this is a man, they gave him 2 years, 70. I guess, hey, look, Paul George didn't take the money, you take this. James Harden is basically a shell of himself. And I'm still surprised that Kawhi Leonard is even healthy enough to play for Team USA. And so was it that difficult for Paul George just to go, I got to get them $212 million? What? Like, what? Is there another reason somebody would leave Los Angeles to go to Philadelphia? I'm just saying, place of my birth. But why would somebody from L.A. is going to move to Philly? Hickey, is that a little backwards or just me?
No, it's definitely backwards.
Okay. I mean, look, if you're getting $212 million, I guess it's not that difficult. Paul George continued on. If you wanted to know the reason why he went to Philly, the money counts. He had a few special guests, I think, that showed up to his house. Listen to this.
Easy. Joel Embiid is a dominant force, one of the best, if not the best, bigs in the league. Would have been absolutely fun pairing with him. And Tyrese Maxey is one of the hottest up-and-coming stars that the NBA has. I love his game from afar and look forward to being alongside him. And then what Nick Nurse has done with this Philly group, what he's done in his career, he's a winner, and I believed in him. So, I'm looking forward to this new journey and being a Sixer.
Yeah, good for him. That's what he told NBC Sports Philly. The money wasn't the main factor. It was Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. Now, you want to talk about rolling the dice on who's going to get hurt out with the Clippers? You gotta roll some major dice with the Sixers. Tyrese Maxey is, he'll be out there. He's the youngest of them all. Am I trusting Joel Embiid? They got to put this guy in a bubble to make it through the season. And Paul George, this man just played 70-plus games for the first time, and it feels like forever. This could end real bad for the Philadelphia 76ers. This could end up in the toilet. Saddled with a Joel Embiid who can just almost never stay healthy, and a Paul George who I could put him in the same boat. The Sixers look nice on paper, adding a Caleb Martin and Eric Gordon as well. Gordon's old now too. I feel like he played at Indiana a long time ago. But congratulations to Paul George. He felt disrespected so much that he left Los Angeles to go to Philadelphia. That's a first. The money doesn't hurt. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Belletti, you here? Earl, look at you.
Yeah, lad. Changing the hours sometimes. Fill it in. Duct tape. That's the name.
You're duct tape?
Yeah, because glue is binding, so I always kind of refer to myself more as duct tape. You know, I'll get the job done, but let's not get crazy. It's not overly dramatic.
Duct tape can get ripped off. It's terrible.
Yeah, well, it'll get the job done, though. And that's what I'm here to do, get the job done.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, you heard the number. It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, talked about Paul George, the newest member, or the most important newest member of the 76ers. Sorry, Caleb Martin. $212 million for the next 4 years. He's going to be 37, going on 38 by the time this deal expires, and it sounds like a bad deal. At least to me, it sounds like a bad deal. And one of the things that Marco Belletti just shared as we heard the news, thank you, Mr. Duct Tape, Joe Burrow had some words to share today. This is somebody else who's dealt with his share of injuries. And then I guess in not surprising NFL news, I feel like this has been an ongoing thing now for months. Brandon Ayuk is not happy, if you haven't known, haven't seen or heard, with his contract or lack thereof, a contract extension with the San Francisco 49ers. At least in the case of Joe Burrow, there's nothing for this dude to complain about as he's making $55 million a year to throw the football. Or at least the Bengals hope that he can show up and throw the football. Let's get the angry guy out of the way first, okay? Let's talk about Brandon Ayuk. This man has been dropping breadcrumbs for months now about not being happy with his contract or the lack of an extension with the San Francisco 49ers. Brandon Ayuk is one of the best receivers in the league, one of the best receivers in the game. But we also know the 49ers and their offense is stacked. They got Christian McCaffrey. They have George Kittle. They have Debo. And you got Brandon Ayuk. They just drafted Ricky Pearsall basically as a break glass in case of an emergency, because God knows you're not going to be able to afford all of these guys. And so Brandon Ayuk, who was drafted in 2020, he's at the end of his contract. This past season, the man hauled in 1,300 yards receiving to go along with 7 touchdowns. And when you start looking at some of the contracts that have been given out, $28 million to, Waddle out in Miami, right? You got Tyreek Hill, who's sitting at 30. He's now over 30 years old. He's expecting more money. You think about A.J. Brown and Amara St. Brown. These dudes are getting $30 million plus. Justin Jefferson is getting $35 million. And so Brandon Ayuk is just like, they don't want me. They want to trade me. He wants to go to Washington and pair up with his former quarterback, Jaden Daniels. He's saying they don't want me. He says, bring me. He's now posting practice footage of Washington. People are like, whoa, how do you get that? He's not happy with what the hell is going on. And he's acting like somebody in high school to make it very clear. Maybe he wants to push the buttons where the 49ers just go, you know what? We don't even want you. You're right. We don't want you. So that you want to act like a baby. And so we're going to get rid of you. Do I think it's going to happen? Not so much. This man is posting footage from Commanders minicamp. Like, that's just doing too much. I mean, just from back in last month, a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about playing with Jaden Daniels and hooking up if the 49ers don't want him. This is what he told the Pivot podcast.
When you talk about social media and it's a quarterback right there, I'm thinking about what I could do with him. I'm thinking about if the Niners don't want me to come back to play with them, I'm thinking about what I could do. I know what I could do.
I don't think it's a matter of the Niners not want you back. John Lynch and Shanahan have openly all talked about having you back. They can't afford everybody. Come on now. Christian McCaffrey just got a new contract, an extension. And yes, he's like the last dude who's a running back who's getting a giant deal. He's the last one. You got to think about Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy, unless something disastrous happens to this guy, he's getting paid more than $50 million. McCaffrey signed a four-year, $64 million extension. Like, where the hell are the 49ers going to pay all these people? How? It's not the Dodgers, the NFL. You can't do this. You got to spread the money around. And so Ayuk, I'm sure they want to squeeze as much as they can out of him and then trade him. But to say that they don't want me, like, come on, act like an adult. Hickey, am I missing something here?
I'm with you. Like, I get it. Like, you want to rattle the cage, right? And they always say the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So you want to make some noise in order to try to get what you want. But, like, I just don't see how these actions are going to change the 49ers' minds. Like you said, like, you can only pay so many people. The 49ers have a great luxury, but it's a tough life to live where they have so many players worth paying that you can't pay everybody. And right now, Ayuk is the odd man out, it seems like. And I just don't know, like, if the 49ers feel strong enough right now to say, okay, we can't pay him, he's looking for X, we can only pay him Y, and there's no meeting in the middle, then everything he's doing is irrelevant at this point. And, I mean, I guess he only wants to go to Washington.
Yeah.
Kind of maybe limiting his market a little bit. But I don't see any of these moves, I'm with you, like, changing the 49ers' minds. Like, I don't think John Lynch is sitting there going, oh, he's watching Commanders film. Like, well, you know what? Screw it. We got to pay him now. He's making a lot of noise. I think it's all going to end up really in the same situation that we're in right now where he's not going to get an extension and will be, I don't think he'll get traded by week one. I think he'll still be on the roster this year, but next year and beyond will probably be either in Washington or another team.
Yeah, he'll be gone. And I get it. You want to push buttons and agitate people to try to force a trade. Because reality is he probably doesn't even think that himself, that the 49ers don't want me. He probably understands that they can't afford him. He's just trying to force his way out. There's nothing that's going to move the needle right now unless he just wants to become a complete jerk. Because if you do take a look at the market, in his production, what he's been able to do, he is in that $30 million a range bracket when it comes to wide receivers. I just can't see that $30 million a year coming on the San Francisco 49ers. So he can make all the noise that he wants. I don't think it's going to make too much of a difference between now and September. We'll find out soon enough, but it's getting kind of petty now. You know, what is he going to do? Say, trade me. I don't want to be here. He's already claimed that they don't want him, so you're just going to change things up? It's July, man. Like, be happy. I know you're getting ready to go to training camp in another, what, 2-3 weeks. Like, how much more of a fuss can you actually make? Just go out onto the field, ball out, and somebody will pay you. Is it going to be the Commanders? We don't know. I know Josh Harris just showed up. Maybe he wants to make an even bigger splash and say, oh, let's pair up the two dudes from Arizona State. I don't think they'd be in a rush either at all, okay? 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. How about this? Calling us from Washington, D.C. We got Keith. Keith, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, my friend. Thanks for taking my call. How are you today?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Good, good, good. Well, you know, here's the thing about San Francisco, and Brandon was there and was able to see it. They tried to overuse Debo as a running back, and his deal was up, and they tried to pay him like a running back. He and his agent weren't having any of that, and he got his money. But the conditions were he wasn't going to run the ball out of the backfield but so much because you take a pounding. And so it's just like he say, how are they going to be able to pay all of the guys? Well, they can't. And for the football players, the reality is that they have a small window of opportunity to get paid. And, you know, they're going to force their hand at some point in time, especially the receivers. It's a receiver quarterback league. The guys at the top of the food chain, they all get paid. And so that's just the nature of what the NFL has done. Now, here's the other thing. You know, every one of the owners are billionaires.
Well,
Many made their money doing other things.
What, Keith, hold on a second. What does that have to do with the salary cap and what the players are able to go ahead and make? Nothing.
It does in a sense that, you know, if they go over the salary cap, they get penalized. They have to pay X amount.
But what does the money that is in their pocket have to do with a player who's in a system that dictates what he can? There's no correlation.
Well, the correlation is this: they have the money, whether they choose to pay him or not. I mean, if they decide that they don't want to pay him,
that makes no sense. That's what I'm telling you. If the first thing out of your mouth is the player, and thank you, Keith, for calling from Washington. If the first thing out of your mouth is, the owners are billionaires. So we know that part already. All right, we get that. We understand that NFL players are on a limited shelf life. We get that. My point is, you got to be smart. I mean, you can wake up and say, I want to push every button. Like, anybody can wake up and say, I want to pitch a fit. That doesn't mean that you're going to get what you want. I just find it to just be, I don't want to say otherworldly, because it's the world that we live in right now. You're just going to go on social media and put up videos. They don't want me. You're going to put up videos from other teams' camps. I think you can make it very clear what you want without having to act like you're in middle school. That's it. That's my point. I don't think it's that difficult. I think he could be in the same space of, hey, I don't want to be here, but do I have to disrupt the classroom to get what I want? I want detention. I don't want to sit in the class. So instead of not showing up in the first place, I'm going to cause a disruption and just, you know, get sent to detention. Nah, that part I can't jive with. But look, by any means necessary, right? I can't wait to see what Brandon Ayuk does in another week. Or another 2 weeks as he gets closer and closer to camp. We'll find out. 855-212-4227. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Oh, Lord have mercy. It's Mr. Positive, JR. How was your fourth real quick?
It went. It came and it went. Thank you. What's up?
Not much. Hey, how good is Tarek Skubal of the Detroit Tigers? Is he a Cy Young Award candidate, and is he the best pitcher in the American League?
You think I've sat down and watched a Tigers game this year? You must be sadly mistaken.
I apologize.
Well, that's okay.
But what have you heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him, but I'm not sitting down watching a team that can barely make the playoffs.
You're right, as usual. Very good, JR. Hey. I thought maybe he had something for me on Tarek, because in Detroit, we just absolutely love him.
No, let me know when the Tigers can actually get back to the postseason and be good, and then maybe I'll care. And by the way, most of the time, if you haven't noticed, I'm live here on the air while the Tigers are playing.
This is true. love you, brother.
Hope
all is well. Everybody, go for your dreams. JR, take good care of yourself.
Oh, thank you so much. I will try. Thank you. Yeah, Hickey, not really on the list of priorities. I'm sorry. So what happens if I, you think, well, let me see. Tigers would typically start playing at like 7, so in another 20 minutes, right?
Yes.
You think I could just take 2 hours off to watch the Tigers every night?
I don't know if the bosses would be happy about that.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. When the Tigers are actually worth something, then maybe I'll sit down and pay a little bit more attention when I'm not live on the radio. I'll try my best. Thank you to my main man, Greg, for calling from Michigan. I hope he's well. I really do. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, you know what? Speaking of Major League Baseball All-Stars and Cy Young winners, we got a guest coming up. I'm going to ask him. He'll be joining us in about 30 minutes, okay? I'm looking forward to a conversation with Matt Snyder, covers Major League Baseball for CBS Sports. We'll hear from Joe Burrow. We'll hear from LeBron James. Well, Joe Burrow says he has something to prove. LeBron James says his son is not worried about proving anything to anybody. Well, quite the interesting responses we've got here. We'll talk about it all. Have a chat with Matt Snyder about Scooble and a bunch of other things. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar powered, eco friendly, vegan leather wrapped, aromatherapy scented, disco ball equipped, self driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.